Gang, you want to come to the biggest show the RU Garbage has ever done?
New York City, New York.
That's right. We're going to be at Town Hall May 9th. Do yourself a favor. Grab the squad. Grab some tickets. I want to see everybody there.
Yeah, it's a good time. Live stand-up. Plus, we play AYG with the crowd. You've seen the clips. It's a good time. It's your chance to get your garbage question read live at a very nice theater that we shouldn't be in. RUGarbage.com for tickets.
Kip, let me tell you about Mint Mobile, baby.
Shout out to Mint Mobile.
When you actually take a second to look at it, gang, your finances could blow your mind how much you realize you're dropping every month on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to cut the cable, cook at home more often, and it's time to save a little money with that Mint Mobile.
Yeah, you keep your phone number, all your existing contacts, and the switch couldn't be easier. My wife's been using it for years, way before this podcast even existed. It's a fantastic product. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited plan, your unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month.
Hello.
Go to mintmobile.com/garbage. That's mintmobile.com/garbage. Cut your wireless bill to just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/garbage. Up $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, or restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's get to the show.
Do it.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Oh, yeah.
It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians, and we find that if they're here to be classy,
yeah,
they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're out back here with Tootie's in the new edition. She's out in the living room watching a little Faces of Death.
Jackpot. Big man's back.
My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of RU Garbage. He is an international businessman and my best pal in the whole wide world. Give it up for KJ, Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
What up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
Twitter-oof!
Cooking! And obviously the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/RUGarbage. You go over there, you get up to 3 bajillion hours worth of content, gang. Check it out.
Yes, sir. And how about a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man, makes us all look good, works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses the T's and he dots the I's. Ladies, this guy can do it all. Give it up for T-Bone McScruffins, Tubby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
What up, T-Bone?
What's up, pal? I'm stoked we got Cousin Ian here. He came in, went straight to the John, and started making calls.
Yeah. Crazy. Oh, you could hear me?
Yeah. Hello, this is the office of Ian for Dance.
How may I direct your call?
Please hold for Ian.
Hello, this is Ian. Gang, the long hair ain't lying, because we couldn't be more excited to have our incredibly, and I mean incredibly special guest back with us again today.
Uh-huh.
Our wayward cousin finally showed up.
I think he was in boot camp.
He must be out of money. That's what it is. You can hear him every week on his amazing podcast, B and Ian, and he has a brand new special out right now on his YouTube page, Wild, Happy, and Free. Mm-hmm. Give it up, Pre and Finance, everybody.
Hey!
There he is.
Cousin Schmian.
Cousin Schmian back.
I am so happy to be back. The studio is fucking unreal, and I had to bless it with a bathroom visit, you know.
Where's the bathroom in here?
Drop off a little holy water.
And then he walked in, he goes, ooh, tiles.
He was probably in there clogging the toilets, putting cherry bombs down the
probably
faucet.
Stealing paper towels.
I was putting toilet paper in my backpack. And to celebrate my special, I brought you guys matchbooks that I made. Ian Finance.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Yes,
very
I got nice. Each of you one, and I will ask for money after the show.
They're not even printed. You just put a sticker on them.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mine that's says the day's in.
That's how you save money.
Really going out on the marketing, huh?
The Tropicana.
How much did it cost you to get the Ghostbusters car?
Oh, my God. Well, those guys are fans of mine, so they gave me
Bill Murray?
Well, oh, I wish. Dude, so we had access to the firehouse, the car, the pack, the suits, everything. And the actual firehouse, Hook and Ladder 8, that they filmed the exterior of the Ghostbusters in is a working firehouse. As fate would have it,
you were hitting on the fireman.
Hello, boys.
There's a fire in my pants.
I had to do a little suck favors.
I'm here to slide on pole, boys.
My neighbor is one of the firefighters there. So while we are in the car doing our shots, he's on the phone with me going, hey, we're on a call. We'll be back in 20. You got this amount of time, this, that, the other. You got the firehouse for this. And I had to use the bathroom. So I go in.
Did you get weirder since we last saw you?
What? I'm excited. And I'm in the bathroom. And he runs in. He goes, are you taking a shit? We got a call. I was like, I feel like a real firefighter. It was amazing.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, when you set that up, they probably thought you were a 9-year-old.
They thought I was a make-a-wish. Are you kidding me? A 39-year-old man? Like, can I please use your car?
So what kind of cancer do you have, little buddy?
Oh, boy. Brain.
One that gives you a mustache, apparently. This is the weirdest 12-year-old I ever
Jesus
seen.
Jesus Christ.
And there ain't no cure.
Man, bouncing off the walls. Oh, finance.
Dude, I'm
hey, I got
imagine,
two words, Lexapro, okay?
Imagine me in a firehouse with a Ghostbusters proton back on, being like, where's the bathroom? And then they're like, we have a call.
Help me with my suit, please.
Grown men.
Oh, yeah.
There's a homeless guy on fire somewhere.
Dude, it was a dream come true. It was amazing.
Very nice.
It. Thank you.
Congratulations on the special.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Very
I appreciate
excited.
It. I'm very happy. I'm very proud. And, you know, it's people are digging it, and I'm excited. The hell's so funny?
It's huge. You got kooky vibes. You're a kooky man.
You come in here, the first thing you say is you got knighted when you were 5 years old.
Yeah. Well, I see your beautiful knight over there, the Bucky's knight.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in fifth grade, a rite of passage in our school was to get knighted.
The teacher puts his wiener on your shoulder?
What? Pretty much. I had to get on my knees in front of the headmaster, yeah, and they put a sword on my shoulder. But my eyes were closed, and I was crying afterwards.
The balls on that sword are pretty hairy.
Brother Michael, thank you.
Knighted by a gym teacher?
Oh, yeah. Dude, we had to do all these things, and then you get a knight
ceremony.
Hold on
a second. Slow down.
So
didn't you go to a Delaware public school?
No.
You went to a Delaware Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, none of that adds
up. Well, my
up.
Mom switched me schools after third
switched
grade.
Switched me schools?
She switched me schools. I wasn't allowed to go to the one
Who
for a little
me
while.
Schools, man? I got all the wrong books.
What switched me schools?
Well, I ended up getting too involved in the rainbow, so I had to go to a different
you
school.
You go in, you have dinner in the morning?
I did go to Mass every Tuesday and Thursday before school. I'd have my mom drop me off because I used to want to be a priest.
Really?
That checks
Wait, hold
out.
On. She switched your schools from... Where were you knighted at?
He wasn't knighted. Let's stop saying that. He's not Sir Ian Fidance.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on medicine, all right? The kid's on medicine.
It's cough syrup.
I smoked it. It hits you quicker.
Getting knighted with a pool noodle in a hot tub?
Yeah, with a priest?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. My Man. Mom used to drink. She wanted me to have.
Buried that down deep, didn't
she,
you, kid?
Oh, bro. A lot of things have been coming out. Knighted, you know?
I just picture him in a hot tub, yeah, with a priest.
Yeah. He's naked, but he still has a collar
yeah,
on.
Just a collar on. A pair of sunglasses. Some Michael McDonald playing in the background.
There's no vow of celibacy when the water's hot. No, she wanted me to have, like, you know, my dad died, so she wanted me to have, like, men, like, strong. So she dropped me off with these priests at the school, and I would just
hang out
there.
What age are
we
talking here?
Man,
you were probably annoying.
10, 11. I was so annoying. Men who got into the priesthood to molest.
Can I wear your robe? Yeah.
Well, their house is haunted, and I love the Ghostbusters.
They're looking at you going, there's no way this kid's going to keep his mouth shut.
Dude.
This kid hasn't stopped talking since he got in here.
But on the other hand,
I'm going to be in the newspaper tomorrow.
On the other hand, who's going to believe him, huh?
Well, they told me the house they all stayed in was haunted. So I would go there, and I would knock on the doors to see if they were like ghosts, but it was just men who were gay that had to join the priesthood. Like, prayers have been answered. Hello.
Sweet Lord, them Hail Marys worked. Come right in, young man.
Oh, I said, Jesus Christ, thank you. Damn. Yeah.
What else has been going on with you? We haven't seen you in a minute.
Oh, my God, man. Things are great. Things are good.
Not for what you just told us.
That was a pass.
Things
I just
are dark, dude.
Think about
he
it
just
every
told
day.
Us you were molested when you were a kid, and I think you're manic.
But other than
hey, man,
that, things are great.
Things have been great. Turns out, I don't need sleep.
And I got a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. I got a red string room of my own. Oh. Yeah, no, things are good, man. I couldn't be happier. I
arms down. What's wrong?
We're not the cops. I left my license in my other pants,
sorry.
Officer.
Sorry.
You're talking
yes,
to us like
a weapon. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
The subways are tough. All right, sorry.
You're talking to us like we're hostage negotiators.
I need excited. A plane to Puerto Rico. That's still in America.
Well, I will be honest. I did want to go to bed early last night, and then I found out that OJ Made in America is on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's an 8-hour series. I saw it.
Did you
watch
it?
Watched it twice.
Started at midnight. Oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
You know? But I got up, went to the gym. I've been going to the gym.
What gym do you belong to?
Brooklyn Training Hall. Shout out Rob Loken. Shout out.
Is this
Zechariah.
Like an establishment, like a big one? Or
it's
is it
a bodybuilding
in like a
gym?
Okay. I don't know, Brooklyn. But he weaseled his way into a free membership. Hey, I can tell you that by that shout out right
let
there.
Let me tell you, you cancel after before a certain amount of days. And they don't know you can still go. We, dude, it's great. I
how much is it a month?
It's
he's
pretty,
not paying.
I was paying.
You were?
Yes.
Wait,
then
so
what?
You just canceled?
No, well, I was on the road from February 2nd until like March 6th. So I was like, look, I can't pay my month, whatever. They're like, fine. And then
could you imagine dealing with him?
Imagine being the accounts receivable department and Ian knocks on your door.
It's like seven people. It's a family-run business. But Zechariah and Rob, they train me, so I pay them instead of the gym fee because
gotcha.
I only
okay.
go for the whatevers now. And I do pay in lunch and Ubers.
Hey, jazz hands,
sorry,
relax.
Sorry. I'm just so excited.
So I'm lifting.
To be back with my family. I haven't seen you in a while.
Give it up for Nathan Lane, everybody.
Holy shit. Yeah, I got a little Eddie.
Are you still drinking that Vietnamese coffee?
What? What? Is that a sincere question?
Yeah.
No,
the Vietnamese coffee you were getting over in Brooklyn.
They
this
shut
is
down. They shut down good. After the pandemic.
Get away from you.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to relocate 25 blocks. Get out of his day-to-day commute.
All of a sudden, Hanoi don't look so bad.
What'd you no, say? Is...
All of a sudden, Hanoi don't look so bad.
Oh, Jesus, Foley. No, this is from yesterday.
Okay. Is it really? Mm-hmm. Now, will you put that in the fridge? Because I do that sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been trying to cut back my coffee intake.
Doesn't
as,
show.
You know, I've been having some
your mustache is standing up straight. What are you talking about? It's going the wrong way.
Dan,
even that's trying to get away from you. Hey, I think that's quitting time for me.
Halfway through the episode, it's by your ear.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, my cat's giving me the silent treatment. Things aren't good.
She won't say a word.
Put in its 2 weeks. Hey, buddy, this ain't working out. I'd rather risk it on the streets.
Oh,
my goldfish keep jumping out of their aquarium. I don't know what the problem is.
Dude, you know what's funny? I have not seen my mom in so long. I had a special release party for the special.
Right.
And my mom came up. I made shirts for the staff at the restaurant that said had my mom's face on it. It said, Gail rules. All hell, Gail. You know, big deal. My mom's, she never leaves her house. And, dude... I swear to God, I take her out and her friend yesterday to eat, have a day, and she really wanted to get out of town. I was like, Mom, stay. We'll get dinner. She's like, I really have to go, you know?
We got an earlier train.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. She was not about
by the way,
Ian, out.
The shirt's a little weird, yeah. Okay?
Oh, dude, everyone was wearing a shirt. I got too many made.
How many did you get made?
20. But I thought more people would want to wear them. So I just ended up hanging them in the restaurant.
Jesus.
I should have brought them for you guys.
No, you shouldn't have. You made the right call.
Fair,
you
think. Fair.
The matches are enough.
Yeah. No, these are nice matches. I mean, in theory.
They're empty boxes. Yeah, matches are extra.
I took a couple.
He did say, I got your match booked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said nothing about the actual matches themselves.
Yeah, those come separately.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, man. Things are good.
That's a guy freaking out trying to reset the conversation.
Sweating.
Hey, you know, things are good.
How long does it take you to take your pills in the morning? About an hour, hour and a half?
Oh, God, I shake them like a fucking conga line.
The cat staring at me.
Shake,
Sonora. I'm going insane. Work, Sonora. I got a broken brain.
Jump in the line. It's conspiracy time.
Okay, it's Michael Obama.
Oh, man.
Woo! I'm sweating.
The biography your cat could write. Holy shit. Talk about a tell-all.
Thank God that guy can't speak.
He probably can't. He just doesn't want to.
He just says no habla inglés every once in a while.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. God, no, damn. But I'm excited. Things are good.
Shut up. You blow your brains out.
You mind holding this?
Hey, let's stop by my house and grab my sharp objects.
Toby, grab his shoelaces, will you?
Woo!
You doing anything this summer? Are you getting away? Any vacays?
Oh,
what's a finance vacay look like? Well, if anything,
he's probably never been on one. You've probably
like vacations. I don't. I don't like slowing down. No rest for the wicked. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Okay.
I actually, you know, I've been getting back into going to concerts and stuff.
Oh, very nice.
So okay. I filmed the special December 3rd.
It's like you're talking to a crazy person. Yeah. Are you really? Holy cow. All yeah. right.
I was like... Also, when he said that, I pictured two bouncers carrying him out of a concert.
I've been getting back in.
I paid for my ticket, goddammit. This is egregious.
I know the Batman.
He's got his feet on the door.
Bette Midler telepathically told me she wanted me to come backstage.
You know half the songs are written about me. Oh, woo! Well, I filmed the special December 3rd, and I hopped on a tour bus with one of my favorite bands I've become friends with.
Who?
Angel Dust. They're great. You should check them out.
It was just you on a mega bus. Hi. I mean, a bunch of Angel Dust.
I was listening to music
loud. Rochester for the
felt
weekend.
Like they were there. But I didn't even know them. Dude, they're great. Used to be, the singer used to sing in Trapped Under Ice.
That doesn't help me.
Okay, sorry.
Formerly of Arby's.
Currently of Domino's.
Dude, I went on the bus. It was great. That was like my vacation.
You got the bass player from Golden Corral?
I don't get this riff. What?
They have day jobs.
Oh. And you stink.
That's the riff. I mean, that's the main thesis of the riff is you're a bozo. We then proven secondary points about your friends.
Oh, man.
Fucking fuck.
Kip, let's talk about that pretty litter, baby.
Let's do it.
Woo, gang, it's spring cleaning time, and when you go to clean out the kitty litter and you start moving that stuff around, K-puts, it's stinky winky. That's why the Foley household uses pretty litter only. Mm-hmm. It traps odor in 1 6-pound bag, can last you up to a month.
Woo-wee.
I'm telling you right now, man, it's good stuff. The cat loves it. The room doesn't stink. The clothes that I have in there don't stink. And if there's something wrong with the cat, the crystals change colors, so you know what's good.
You get a jump on a situation.
Get a jump on a sitch.
That's high-end.
Find out she's knocked up.
That's high-end technology. Hey, I ain't the father. This is by far the best litter you've ever used. You can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com/garbage, and you'll save 20% on your first order and get a free cat toy.
There you go.
They sent me one. I've been playing with wet. Batting it back and forth.
A pair of nunchucks.
Prettylitter.com/garbage. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. One more time. Get a pen, get a pencil. Prettylitter.com/garbage. Do it.
Do it. K Kip, this is Sheath Underwear.
Shout out to Sheath Under Ruse, baby.
An OG supporting podcasts for a long, long time.
One of our first advertisers.
That's right. And gang, it's important to support the companies that support your favorite podcasts, and Sheath is definitely one of them. If you want to keep your nuts dry this summer, get a pair of Sheaths. They got a little pocket. You slide your little testes into.
They got two pockets. Cool. One for your wiener, one for your bowl bag.
One for your schword. Butter knife in my case.
They're fantastic. I've changed exclusively to Sheaths. They're amazing. They make you feel nice and sexy. I call them my sexy undies.
It's naughty times.
I put them on to get the mail. Let everybody take a look down in the lobby of my building. The underwear was created to withstand the heat of the Iraqi desert. So wherever you were, where whatever global warming throws at you this summer, at your condo in the burbs, you're going to be just fine. Go to sheathunderwear.com and use the code GARBAGE to get 20% off your first order. Plus, Sheath's underwear, 100% money-back guarantee. He's a good guy. Shout out to Rob. Mm-hmm. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code GARBAGE. Get Sheath Underwear. Support the show. Support your balls. Do it.
Yeah. What were you doing? Were you open? Did you,
no,
it for them?
Didn't do stand up. Just got on the bus.
No, wasn't even invited on the tour.
I followed, you know, in a car.
Pull over.
It was an Uber.
Can you imagine walking to the back of a tour bus and one of the bunks curtains closed and it slides open to just Ian going, "Hi boys, can't wait to see Kansas."
Do you like the Ghostbusters?
I brought kazoos for everybody.
I made my own merch. I'm taking a full cut. It was great. I did I just went and hung out for five different cities and then ended in Philly and Brooklyn. It was I think it was like Ohio, Virginia, and then Brooklyn or Philly and then Brooklyn.
Very nice.
Okay.
Super fun. And they're going on tour again with Say Anything. You know them?
Mm-mm. I think I know the name of Say Anything, yeah.
Toby, don't leave me hanging. You know these guys.
Toby,
come
leave
on,
him hanging.
Man.
Leave him hanging.
Toby.
Toby.
No,
leave
Toby.
Him hanging. Your job is on the line.
He might know them.
No,
say
if you
anything.
Leave me hanging, I will be hanging.
Are they like in the same ilk of like Brand New?
Yes, okay. And the Menzingers, they are
shout
adjacent.
Out the Menzingers.
Shout
yes.
out to the boys.
Yes,
we're cracking the Menzingers.
Cold
World.
Oh, huh? Menzingers on the tour
this
bus.
Is a great shirt from Philly. Come on.
Okay.
Anyway, you know Toby.
I what? Cannot confirm.
Why
nor
are you
deny.
Acting like I'm not? I'm the only one in the room.
Toby, he's gonna kill all of us. Say you know the goddamn band.
Of course I do.
So yeah, that'll be my yearly vacation.
Nice.
But you never would want to like
go to like.
You're doing well now. You would never want to like take a you know somebody,
the Dominican Republic
with
the
somebody
beach.
You're close with. If you're dating somebody,
Jordan invited me to go to the Dominican Republic at the end of the year with her family, and then she rescinded the invite.
I wouldn't let you in.
Sounds
the same,
about right.
I wouldn't let you in the same city as my family.
Yeah. What do you know?
Family.
I plan their trips here when you're on the road. Hey, mommy, Ian's in Tuscaloosa this weekend. Why don't you come up and we'll grab dinner?
I do have a gig in Kalamazoo coming up.
Kalamazoo.
What? Oh, no. That was a blessing that trip got uninvited.
Something's wearing off
Republic.
Over there. I don't know what it is.
Shut the fuck up. No, going to the Dominican Republic would have been a bad idea.
Yeah.
There's, you know. But I'm off that stuff.
Because of the drugs?
No, sex workers.
Oh.
I'm off that stuff.
All right.
I haven't done that in so long. That's why I'm feeling so good. I'm not dating anyone. I'm not acting out. I got my Sudoku puzzle, and I ride my bike in the gym.
My sawed-off shotgun.
You know? I am stockpiling.
I am getting ready for the apocalypse.
Your time is spent well when you're prepping.
You're organized? You have a motive? Oh, God.
No, yeah. But I'm not
apartment.
A vacation guy. I don't like it. I've
really?
Never been on a cruise.
What about with your mom? Wouldn't you take your mom somewhere?
She's a homebody.
She barely leaves the house. Yeah. That's my vacation. I go back to Delaware.
Okay.
I take care of her. Every year we have Crab Fest at the house. We get a bushel of crabs, her and I. We eat crab. That's fun. We put on some Steely Dan, Boss Gags, her music, not mine. She says, turn it off. And, laugh. I need this.
Psycho. That's funny. I was having a genuine moment.
That's
yeah. I
was thinking like, I like Steely Dan.
Dude, my mom and I, we watch shitty horror movies together. We talk shit while we watch. That's like my
that's
vacation.
Great. That's fantastic.
Does she smoke heaters or no?
Mm-hmm.
She does.
Yeah, we rip them out back.
No kidding.
It's great.
What brand she cranking?
Marlboro Ultralights.
Nice.
It's like you're just breathing.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the
point?
You
don't feel them. Especially if you got one or two beers
Dude,
in you.
Dude, this fucking, God bless her, I love her so much, but she comes to visit. She is two fucking carry-on bags full of shit to give me, right?
Yeah.
And it's
like,
not.
What's in there?
Dude, it's like.
I got your old tea, like stuff that's at the house or like supplies for now?
Like supplies.
Ammunition.
And new gadgets that no, her friends call her Gail Gadgets because she makes
a pretty
she,
good name.
She buys stuff that no one would ever want, like any sort of thing you think may,
like a, something you're in, you're, you see something, you go, oh, that's a pretty good idea, like whatever. You would never
she
use
gets
it.
10
she
of
gets
them.
It.
New
yeah.
stuff
10 of them.
Or old stuff?
New stuff.
Okay.
So she's got like and a million, like, Ian, you stick it to the wall and you can hang your clothes. Ian, it's a squeegee, but it's you put it at the end of a mop and then it's metal. And you're like, what?
It's a lot of contraptions.
So yes. Gotcha. So she brings me all these contraptions. God bless her. She brings me a bunch of Tupperware with like trail mix and stuff. And I'm like loose trail. She brings me sugar cubes.
That's something you get for 25 cents.
She brought me a bridle.
I brought you the fertilizer you like.
I got a whole truck of it. As you wish.
I brought you this new thing you asked for, Tannerite? I don't know.
My mom started doing the same thing, kind of. She started sending me just like, I don't know how she figured out Amazon, but she did. Sending me, like, she sent me these gel, like, ice things for your knees.
Oh, yeah.
And she just sent me a knee massager.
Bro, that would be helpful.
That was
helpful.
A dildo supposed to get sent to her.
Yeah. She's giving you a hint. That's what she sent
you. Get the wrong size.
She gave me, she came up and she goes, Ian, I brought this when you have your friends over for your podcast show. It's and she brought me frozen bags of soup. And I'm like, what? And she's like, you need to feed your friends. And I'm
frozen
like,
soup?
Oh, yeah. My famous frozen bag of soup parties.
Hey, guys, just give me 25 minutes. I'll have some gruel for
you. I mean,
you.
She's just so nice.
Hope
and
you
thoughtful,
guys like human.
It's like, it's like, you guys are coming over here. I'm like, you want some bag soup? Shut up. And then she didn't bring me any cigarettes. That was the only thing I asked her. I was like, can you bring me a couple cartons of cigarettes? Nothing. But she's got two travel bags full of God knows what.
Okay.
But it's all nice, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a picture. She gave me a new table. No, it's not a table. It's like a TV tray.
Okay.
That you're eating, like, to eat all? Like, she brought you a TV tray?
Yeah, one TV tray.
Are you...
Solitary man.
Yeah.
Does it have a second use or just a TV tray? She traveled up here from Delaware with a TV tray?
Yeah, she
drove or took the train?
Drove. Okay. Her and a friend. A friend came up with her. Yeah.
Male friend, female friend?
Female friend, Caroline.
Okay. Caroline. Same age?
This family, like, takes care of her and everything. Like, they're like friends. Mm-hmm. They're like a second family to her.
Gotcha.
So she came up, and it was really nice.
Now, let me ask you this. Yeah, she brought you all this stuff. Does Ian spring for the hotel for mom?
She said,
put her up?
I wanted her to stay at my place. She said no. And her and a friend got a hotel. Her friend travels for work, so they had a big old discount at the Moxie. I would have. Okay.
Your mom
I
did it to Moxie
in Chelsea. In Chelsea.
Get into blow.
Bro, my mom calls me. She goes, Ian, the hotel's so nice. I'm outside. They're tearing down signs. And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, lady.
Run.
So, no, I would have got her to the hotel, but I paid for everything with.
Any nice dinners with her? Did you take her out anywhere?
Take her out?
Yes, I took her out. Yes.
Where?
To the restaurant in my neighborhood that we also had the. Special
she
party
came to
that.
The viewing party.
It's yes, called bag yes. soup.
Yeah.
Ian, how's this soup here? I brought some of my own.
Wait, you took her out to the restaurant that you had your viewing party at?
Yeah, so they did a special menu. Actually, for the day the special came out, they made my regular order there.
Which
shut
is
up,
what?
Baby Blues. Actually, no, don't shut up. I don't want more people going there. So what I regularly order is a calamari.
You mean
calamari.
The restaurant that doesn't exist?
Shut up. It exists, and it's a deli.
It's a bodega.
Every day when I go there, I get a watermelon salad, a side of bacon, and a soft-boiled egg. And they made that the fight dance.
And a gummy worm panini. What are you doing?
Hold on. Listen, this is the... What's in the watermelon salad?
It's delicious.
Go ahead.
Feta, cucumber, watermelon, dill, amazing.
Marazepam.
Mint, Effexor, Lamictal.
It's fantastic.
Adderall.
They are underrated, especially in the summer.
So good.
It's a big
right?
Mediterranean thing.
So they called it the Fi Dance Special, and it came with a black cup of coffee and one cigarette and these. And guess what?
Nobody ordered it.
No one. But a couple of people stole cigarettes.
I can't respect that.
I supplied the cigarettes.
So that's where you took her?
For lunch, yeah.
Okay. Because
they have a whole different menu and everything. And that's like my spot. I go in, they have a paper, I sit at the bar, you know, I read the paper, I do the Sudoku, and I hang out with them. You know, it's like very like a, I got my own vinyl lawn rocking chair that I bring and I sit outside, you know.
Do you really?
Oh yeah.
He has a life. He does his own thing out there.
I love it. Dude, in the morning, every day, I go out in front of my apartment, I sit in the rocking chair, I smoke my cigarette, I read my paper, I talk to the neighbors.
Where do you get the paper from?
Amazing.
Steals it from the neighbor.
From the restaurant. Yeah, I take it. You got to, early bird gets the neighbor's paper.
Okay. That and a bag of fresh bread.
And every Sunday when I'm in town, me and the OG Puerto Ricans of the neighborhood, we all meet up on the corner and we do the little gossip of the neighborhood. It's very nice. I really enjoy the life I've carved
like
out the, for
like,
myself.
Like a citizen app. You guys see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you hear the sirens? Yeah.
Nice part of town.
Yeah. Probably looking for you.
Yeah, I know, right? You guys mind if I hang here for a couple
some
hours?
Some guy comes in with a big net.
Get the trank on.
All right.
But it's nice.
All
right. It's nice.
That's great.
Buddy, it is so great to see you. We love you. Congratulations again on the special.
Is the show over?
Toby, get him out of here.
You know,
buddy, these cameras aren't even on. I did this because your mom called me. Yeah.
You know, with the shirts and the soup.
She's
and
outside
all that
with
stuff.
The slap chop.
What's this all that? Ian, it's Ron Popeil.
Ian, I brought Billy Mays here.
Oh, just his corpse.
God. Jesus Christ.
She's grave robbing at night with Carolyn.
God, the fucking slap chop.
Oh, man. It's all right. Handkerchief, huh? 2024, yeah. Look at you.
You gotta have a hanky.
You're fucking deceived.
Oh, my God, what? Dude.
What?
Looks like you found that in an old mine somewhere.
How else do you blow your nose?
With a tissue.
Like a gentleman.
No, yeah. It's a hanky.
No, that's, I mean.
You put that in your pocket?
I'll do it right now.
Put it in your butt crack.
Is that such a weird thing?
It's not normal.
These days, yeah. It is. It's not weird.
I'm an old school man.
No one said weird.
World.
No one said weird.
You're 100% fine. Everything's
You're
cool.
You're like Crazy Joe DiVola. That's a perfectly sane way to eat a hot dog.
Oh, I'm sweating.
That's like wrong.
Hey, that Toby's really throwing it at me. it's Lloyd Braun. Yeah. That's all. Is it me or is that a lot of gum?
No, I just wanted to say congratulations to you.
Before we get into the question.
Yeah, before we get into the question.
Congrats on what? What are we talking? I got to put my headphones on.
We're 2 feet away from you.
Jesus Christ, this guy's Woo! Hearing a voice. Sorry, I'm getting a call. Okay, all right, guys.
Live
you know, if I tilt my head, I can hear the radio.
And special instructions from the Secret Service.
Guys, it's backed up on the west side.
well, all right. Thank you, fellas.
Guys, so
thank
as you know, when you do, as you know, when you join a Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way to get your question read. Shout out to the motherfucking homies and the goddamn army of garbage. We love you.
Yes, sir.
Can I say something real quick? Please,
sir Ian, you have the floor.
I have been knighted. I want to thank everyone out there. So many people come to shows and dig me from this show, and it always feels good to know that people come out to the shows from seeing this, man. You guys are so loved, and it's so cool to see, and I really appreciate it.
Shout out to the Bozos and the homies.
We hear that a lot. Shout out to the fight. Yeah,
it's really, really cool.
They go out and, like, I really get texts all the time.
Your guys support comedy. They support the people they like, and it really means a lot, man. And I love seeing it, and I love hearing that, and it's really fucking cool.
Thank you, Bubby.
Tom Takar has a great one about the comments. He's like, the comments on the videos are so funny because it's like, you're a huge piece of trash. When are you coming to my town? All right, let's see here. This is from Cody. When was the last time you had to climb through a window?
Whoa.
I would assume yours is probably more recent than either one of ours.
Yeah.
You have bars on your windows, right?
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people in New York are getting rid of those. There's like a TikTok or like
that's
a trend of
fucking stupid.
Because they were put in like the 70s and 80s.
My building was made in 2007. It's got bars.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, what? No,
you're on the first
smart.
Floor. I would, yeah, 100%.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just saying, there's a movement. Why
I'm not saying they can't class them up a little bit.
Dude, people in this town are so fucking stupid. Why would you get rid of the bar? They're there for a reason. You got a fire escape, you think motherfuckers aren't going to get up there and try to get in the room?
Speaking from experience.
You got to think ahead.
I'll be in your bedroom in 2 seconds.
No, all you got to do is bring a Phillips screwdriver and you're in.
When I go to Jordan's, I climb through her window to smoke cigarettes on the fire escape.
Okay, I'll give you that.
But that's not going in.
No, when
you you mean entering.
I went into a window within probably 4 years. I had to get into. I was locked out of a house, and I had to go through the window.
Did you ever break into your
own apartment?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, but as a kid, did you ever break into your house, your own house?
Yeah.
No.
Like, because you were locked out?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, all the time.
And cause a little damage. Me and my brother proper broke into the downstairs of our house.
No,
it was a different door back then.
The alarm was going off one morning before school, and we had to climb up a ladder and go in the second story window.
You guys had an alarm in your house?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised by that.
Well,
I'm just saying, that's a newer technology.
Yeah.
Nah, man, we got one in like 93.
Oh, we didn't have one until well into the 2000s.
Pops took the stairway to heaven. It was like, we got to have a
sure.
Protect this house. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Plus, it was also an immersion blender.
Huh? I've
seen on TV.
I like the Debo.
What? It's an immersion blender.
He's making
a blender. A blender.
Oh, God.
A blender. Just cut out
one of the crazy products your mom gets you.
Oh! I didn't like it.
Just leave him hanging on that say less fan.
That's what you get. Yeah. Back me up on the music, Toad.
Don't bring a knife to an Ian fight. I'll tell you that.
You just spit all over the carpet,
God
Ian.
Damn it, Ian.
That was holy water.
Do you have any holy water?
I used to keep it in my car.
Okay.
And then I confused it with my vodka.
Holy water and soda.
Start speaking in tongues.
We're on
what
fire.
The
Ian?
Sorry, I farted.
Did you really?
No.
I hate that matches in the in.
I love
in the bathroom.
These are going into my. These are going
it.
To my house.
That is what.
It smells even worse.
No, it doesn't.
Every time I make a stinker, I light the toilet paper to just make it smell better.
I've done that.
And now I have matches.
I used to do that
in the bathroom
when I pooped at an office,
like a prison riot.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you.
I called it going to the yard.
Then I bang my cup on the bars.
I used to, just a little bit, just to fucking diffuse.
You got. Because
I was dropping heavy bites.
It's really? A polite thing to do.
I like air freshener. Don't get me wrong.
There was no.
But the way that match smells.
The mix
is gross,
of like your poop and the air freshener smell sometimes is like
this. Actually,
sure.
I think it scientifically changes it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that covers it up. The smoke.
Where's your source on that?
Yeah, I know.
Scientifically,
it is. It's called diffusion.
Here we go.
It's what? Like
butthole.com.
Is that what it is? Diffusion?
Yeah, it changes the molecules start dying and spread. It speeds up the change of the scent molecules. I'm telling you.
I don't think there are scent molecules.
I feel like the crazy one.
Oh, it's contagious. Kevry, the science guy.
Look that up. I learned it in science class right before I got knighted.
Is it?
Real top-notch school you went to.
Does it diffuse?
It does not.
Yeah, it does not.
Woo!
That's it.
What does it do?
Toby, cut that out of this.
Lighting a match doesn't either consume or eliminate these odorous compounds. Instead, lighting a match produces sulfur dioxide, a smell causing a compound that's even more pungent and way more agreeable than methyl mercaptan.
That's like me.
Methyl mercaptan.
Send that to me. I'm going to have to review that.
Methyl mercaptan is what is the stink smell?
Oh, captain, my captain.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Sounds like an old diner waitress.
Methyl working today?
Hey, honey, you want to warm up?
She should let me substitute the potatoes for cottage cheese. Is that cool? Gang, let me tell you about Aura Frames.
Ooh,
You got Mother's Day coming up.
Yeah, set her straight.
What are you going to get her? You going to get her a bad card with a couple scratchers in it?
Flowers the last 6 days?
No kidding. Do yourself a favor. You want to go to a grave and steal flowers and give it to your mother, do you? Like some kind of piece of trash? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You want to give her a nice Aura frame.
Yeah.
Digital frame. You can load pictures into it. She can keep on what's going on with the kids. Are they playing soccer? Are they playing baseball? Are they not playing sports? Everything.
Yeah, it's a home run for any mom, your wife, your sister-in-law, your sister, whoever, your aunt, your uncle. Send it to them. They love it.
I'm getting your mom one.
Hey! A couple scantily clad photos on there.
For my naughties.
Some tasteful nudes. Each Aura frame comes with a stand and a mounting kit so you can easily display it on the table or hang it on the wall. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day.
Here we go.
Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
$30?
That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use the code GARBAGE, like the show, at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Check it out.
Are you a cottage cheese man, by the way?
Love it.
You do.
I get it at diners.
You don't like it?
I get it at diners.
It's best at diners.
Cottage cheese, a little bit of fruit. Amazing.
Love it.
Amazing.
Love it.
You ever scoop it out with a spoon?
Dude, I eat it right out of the container. I put a little honey and pepper on it. Yeah. It's high protein, gang. High protein. I like Breckstone. Sometimes friendship.
I like
friendship. That Breckstone guy really got me back in the day.
Breckstone.
Remember the Breckstones guy?
No.
Same guy that did Time to Make the Donuts.
No, I'm not remember the brand name Fat.
You don't remember the commercials of my taste goods? My yum-yums?
I remember the Pitch Man Fat. I do. I swear to God, that is a big part of it.
Yeah.
The marketing.
You're very manipulable.
Manipulative.
No,
stupid.
You're manipulative. Yeah, you're dog.
Impressionable.
You're buying
into it. You're an idiot.
It.
Buddy, you got dog food for brains.
I am manipulative, too. At least give me that.
What?
I am manipulative, too.
You try, but you're not smart enough to
you
actually
put the
execute.
Manatee in manipulative.
Kevin, are you sure about that?
Somebody light a match.
Okay. What? Nothing.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Oh, boy.
Please.
Do you ever dip things in the cottage cheese?
I do.
What?
It's wiener.
Yeah. Plantain chips sometimes. Depends what's around. The other day I was doing a little wheat thins. I had some garden salsa wheat thins.
Oh.
Or sun-dried tomato wheat thins.
Or Doritos.
Did you steal them from a flight?
I did vegan gummy bears.
Those are good.
Oh,
those are the best.
I talk about them all the time.
Bro, they're
Vigo
my
bears?
Favorite gummy bears.
Yeah, they're really good.
And they're not on every flight. I don't get it.
Are you a Delta mate? You're a Delta.
Delta guy. Always.
Let
the
me ask
upgrades,
you this.
Incredible.
Let me ask you this. We talk about this all the time. Have you ever had the cheeseburger on a Delta flight?
Never.
It's so Ian, good.
Do
Ian,
yourself no. a favor.
Are you serious?
It might be my favorite meal. Not even joking.
I don't think I've ever gotten that option. I'm a big breakfast guy. I take the first flight out in the morning.
Sure.
But the other day to Chicago, I took a later flight. Felt amazing. Got up, went to the gym.
Yeah,
did
that's what
a bunch
we
of
do. We're never first out.
Not first
I
out.
Just,
we're,
I just
we get to get there in the morning.
Well,
I just
our flights are
11.
Worried. We'll do an 11 o'clock flight home.
A noon flight is great, but I get worried about delays and then missing the gig, you know?
And spiders.
And I did get, did I tell you I got arrested at the airport?
Yeah, for a knife or something.
The brass knuckles.
Ever since then, I've been like, God forbid something happens, get an early flight. But I'm transitioning into later flights. It feels good.
Did they take you in the back for all that?
Or rough you up?
They took me everywhere.
They don't. You can't just say, hey, it was a mistake, you know. They're illegal
say
anyway.
Say all you want,
I mean,
but
I think
they
you
don't
get caught with a bomb in your shoe and you say, hey, it was a mistake, you're going to have a couple fun.
Yeah, I didn't know I was bringing my bomb.
I got bad athlete's foot.
Didn't know I was bringing my bomb shoes. Sorry.
Wait, are brass knuckles illegal anyway? Like, just
I think in
regular
most states
society?
They are, yeah. I think in most states
so
they
you
are.
Had an illegal thing anyway.
That I told them to throw out. They did, but they also put me in jail for it. And then my buddy gave me a knife in Chicago with my name on it. And I
that's not mine.
I had that in my pocket going up to the TSA line, and I found it, and I go, water. And I just threw it in the trash can.
Throws a flashbang. Tumbles through the x-ray machine. I mean.
Hey, this anthrax is a minor, everybody.
You guys don't carry weapons?
No. A listener made me a very cool knife with my name on it, which is sick.
What it is.
It's very cool. Yeah, I just.
Carry weapons?
Yeah, no.
No. Yeah, just these two babies going right here.
Yeah, you look like you pack a wallop. It's a whopper.
He packs a whopper every day.
Special sauce coming up. It's cottage cheese.
Two all beef patty.
Here come the pickles.
You want the supersize?
If anything happens, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I can't get away from anything.
That's my defense. If something happens, I just got to be quicker than I'm with him most of the time.
Yeah.
I just got to be half a block away from him.
And yeah. I tell you what, I'm not doing it out of spite. I'm not fucking running. Fuck it. I'm taking it. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm not running.
Yeah.
No. I'm not spending
the
last
I'd rather die standing up than live on my knees.
Yeah, I'm not spending a couple of seconds doing that bullshit.
Yeah.
You light a heater and you fucking
you go out like a gentleman. Yeah. You take Dude, 10 paces.
Nothing makes me want to put on a mask and grab this knife more and sneak up on you than seeing how real what you just said is.
That's how lazy he is. I ain't running. I'd rather die than run to the end of the block.
His bravado. Yeah, I ain't running.
I would just reach back. I would just reach back and give you a little
All right, buddy, let's do this. La, 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 your move. Yeah.
No, it's not toughness. I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing it. I'm not giving you satisfaction.
Yeah.
If the tidal wave's
I'll
coming.
I'll stand here and let you kick my ass. Yeah.
That's then how
tough
gonna
I
feel.
Am. You can beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm usually pretty slow to those kind of reactions anyway.
You could have just stopped after slow.
When something happens, I'm always like, all right, you know, what is it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's coming, it's coming.
Do you guys take the train anymore?
Not really. Not too much. Mm. It's dangerous down here.
It is.
Yeah.
It's getting wild. You know what I found? Carry a thing
crazier.
Of water with you. And if something happens, throw the water on them. Oops. Like a cat.
Got damn electronics
sorry,
over
sorry,
here.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. Because if I throw water on you right now, you're reacting and worrying about the water and not what's in front of you.
And it gives you some time. A lunatic with a gun.
Yeah.
Throw water on a guy with a gun. He's going to react to the water. And then you got time to get away.
He's going to shoot you.
Don't you guys watch Jackie Chan movies? He's always throwing stuff at the people.
Hot
yeah, he's
something.
Yeah, he's.
You're no Jackie Chan.
He's hands on the L train with a ladder.
He's carrying a pool cue everywhere.
I swear to God.
Trying to parkour.
Before I left the city in 2008, I used to put up partition walls in Stuytown, and I would bring all my tools on the train. I had a ladder. I had 8 feet of drywall on the train. I'm bringing a bucket of tools.
My God.
I watched a guy move a couch on the subway, and they got it on. Everybody was like such a New York moment. Everybody helped them, held the door, like angled it, moved their seats.
Yeah, no.
And then the guy didn't even sit on it.
No, like, everyone got mad at me. Yeah.
You got to sit on it.
Yeah, well, you're moving full sheets of drywall.
I know. 8 foot sheets of drywall.
This guy's mixing quickcrete on the A train.
Anybody got a plug?
Anybody got water? I threw mine on a homeless guy a couple of hours ago. He was yelling at me. I showed him.
His concrete's a little dry. Anybody got water? People are splashing you.
Throw water on them.
All right, all right.
Just the world's worst vigilante. The criminals in this town are all damp a little bit.
One more step and I'll blow this emergency in your face.
Yeah, hey. You want to try me? I'll inconvenience you for a couple seconds.
That's going to take about an hour to drive.
Yeah.
You better not have a job interview after this. You're going to look like a real fool.
Have you learned your lesson? Oh, you have a gun. Okay. Well, if you'll excuse me.
I'm out of water.
Before I stop this, man, can someone fill up my Camelback?
An iced tea, a soda, iced coffee's fine.
Do you have any of that Vietnamese coffee? I haven't been able to locate any. Oh, God damn.
Wow.
Okay.
Woo!
All right, let's see here. All right. This will be a good Ian one.
Oh.
Not a garbage question, but hear me out. This is more of a scenario. You're going out, you got jeans and a jacket with two pockets on it. Similar to that, right? Like you got two of the side pockets, you got your jeans. You have your phone, your wallet, your keys, heaters, and a lighter on you. How are you distributing these products?
I fucking
love this. This is a tactical dirtbag question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you or just show you?
Up to you.
What I always
What do you got?
Have.
What do you got?
In my jacket?
Yeah.
I mean,
so put the jacket on.
You know, the jean jacket has inside pockets too.
That are game changers.
Yes.
Oh, they're great.
So
the
you got
pocket.
The heaters.
Heaters in the right.
Heaters
the
in lighter. A jacket pocket. Heaters and lighter together.
Full size lighter with holster, by the
with
way.
With metal, the heavy metal. Yes.
That's a lot.
And I got you guys lighter holders years ago.
And we
trashed
you
them. Left them at my apartment. Matchbook promoting your special.
But
your
not usually
pocket.
There. That's a promotional item.
Right, but that pocket's like my free pocket. That's like a receipt or something I have.
Okay.
So your left pocket, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
Yes, yeah, so that's where the heaters go. Yep. That's the quick draw. Left-hand pocket, not used that much. A
left-hand pocket is usually for my hand.
Okay. You know? Like you have a gun?
Yeah. Hey! Notebook and...
Full-size notebook, Ricolas.
Taco Bell gift cards.
Wrapped in aluminum foil for some reason. Yeah.
So the government can't read them.
Nobody steal my numbers.
It's from my hat. I put it around this.
Rubber chicken.
What is that wrapped in?
Taco Bell stuff. I don't know. Some guy gave, after I did Rogan,
it's wrapped
Taco
in a gordita
Bell.
Raptor.
After I did Rogan, Taco Bell hit me up and was like, we want to give you some gift cards and then maybe talk about, you know, a couple other things.
Never
I
mention like, us right. in public again.
Anybody ask, you're a Del Taco man.
You're bad for our branding.
It's like the end of Goodfellas. After this, I don't know you no more.
We already got enough crazies coming in and out of here.
A book or Sudoku in this pocket and my
you're like the
stomach
Joker.
Meds and Motrin.
Stomach med.
All right. We've gone too far.
And
with
then,
this.
You know, you can keep stuff in here. I usually keep
I know how pockets work.
They have buttons? Whoa, look at that.
And then this is blue chews in case something happens on the road.
Jesus.
What?
Frisky cat.
Look over, he's eating one. Hey, give me 15 minutes, boys. I got a big closer for this podcast.
I like to have a blue chew in case there's a flight delay.
And, yeah. Oh, and my.
Where's the cell phone go?
Back left pocket, keys back right pocket.
But they're clipped.
Keys are hooked. Keys are clipped. Hanky. And then I got my earbuds in the little pocket.
In the fifth pocket.
Okay.
Mustache comb in the right pocket. Wallet in the left front.
What do you do in the summertime? With no jacket.
Fanny pack.
There you go.
Yes, he's a big
fan. I am a fanny man myself.
Yep.
On the road.
Okay.
Right. Myself as well.
Now, so that's how you do it if you're deranged.
If you're... A crazy Persian.
What were the items that the
so it's you got wallet, keys, heaters, and lighter.
Okay.
Our phone, wallet, keys.
That's a pocket for each.
As a bigger guy, okay, yeah. I'm going to tell you how the big boys operate. Sometimes when you have too much stuff in your front pocket, you look a little fatter.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And sometimes and your jeans are typically tighter.
Typically tighter.
Because we're bigger guys.
Larger gentlemen.
Wacky.
Yeah. Statures
wild.
Increase. During nutritional consumption, caloric intake.
Church it up however you want. You're fat. Go ahead.
Ian liked that one. Been working on that.
Ian loves Ian.
Woo!
He's Ian guy's good. Every one of those Sudokus just says Ian.
He's filling them out like crosswords.
Oh, dude,
give me a 9-number word for fat. What?
Ian.
He's dotting the I's with little hearts for himself.
So, and sometimes the
Mr. Ian Foley.
Foley and Ian sitting in a tree. E A T I N G.
Aunt and Uncle Ian Foley.
Oh, man, if you two shacked up.
Uncle Ooh. Hank and Aunt Ian.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite lines from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah.
Your Uncle Frank and your Aunt Jack.
Aunt Jack. That's the
oh,
best.
Oh, man. Those two
Good
are great.
God. What a movie.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Stuff in the pockets in the jean jacket sometimes get a little bit of flap. So you
but
really got to position
but
it.
They do a good, if you got
covering it up.
They cover it up. Because if you're walking and you turn a corner and you catch a wind,
Ooh.
Whoop, that opens up on you. So a phone or keys in there will keep it tight.
Yes, and usually as a bigger guy, I like to have the jean jacket or button because I don't like when you do turn a corner and just fucking, there's half a fucking ham
How many corners are you turning? What the fuck is
Turn
that?
A lot of corners.
I turn a lot of tricks.
All I do is turn corners.
Just when you think you got me, boom, turn a corner.
I go wallet back right pocket.
That's crazy to me.
How thick's your wallet? Because it can fuck up the way you sit. That's not too
That's
bad.
That's it. I'll go cell phone back pocket.
It's made out of salami.
So cell phone.
Get the provolone on the inside.
It's a roll up. I go cell phone back pocket.
You got your wallet back pocket. You got your cheese in your front lap. You got your crackers in your right. You don't sit on it.
You keep the bread in the jacket, but you're just making sandwiches.
You don't want to make crumbs in your back left pocket.
Ketchup and mustard packets you can put wherever you want. I prefer my shoes.
And you keep your full hoagie on the inside for later.
Phone goes in back right pocket on stage, front right pocket walking around. Mm. Keys go in.
That's phone in the
back
front
pocket,
pocket is crazy to me.
Phone in front pocket's wild, especially if you got a protector and you try to pull it out, it makes a pocket come out with it.
Always
nightmare.
Front pocket. I
you're
feel like
insane.
It's going to fall out of your back
you're
pocket.
You're insane.
Yeah. Security risk back there.
Although, when I wear shorts because I got holes in the butt and I got to wear shorts underneath it, I take the phone case off because with the phone case, it weighs more and it can make the hole bigger.
Wait, when you have holes where?
He's got a hole
safety.
In the bottom of his pocket.
If huh? you have, did you just fart and say safety?
Yes.
Strike
that's
a match.
That's a question. When was the last time you did safety and doorknob?
I don't know. Last time I was knighted. Fifth grade.
Yeah.
You don't do that? That's fun.
Play safety? Yeah. When you fart, you got to touch a doorknob?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, dude, I got PTSD from fucking playing safety and doorknob.
You're still doing it?
Just from
it's you and your cat. Get me.
It's him and the Puerto Rican guys on the corner.
I can't find a doorknob. Hit me
pounce.
So I feel something.
God, I love that
it
guy.
It looks like I hate it, but I love it.
Oh, God.
Woo.
All right. Great question.
That was a good question.
Yeah, I do back pocket phone. Wallet and cash are separate. Front two pockets. Heaters in one jacket, lighter in the other jacket.
You ever do pocket tees? Heater in the pocket tee?
That's no, I already got
oh,
boobs.
Back in the
it's
day,
a,
I
it's
love
a bad
it.
Look. Oh,
it stretches God. Out the pocket, though.
It does. Yeah. Well, you got to have the pocket stretched because if it's tight, it looks weird. It looks like you're wearing a pacemaker on the outside.
Yeah.
So you got to have it stretched out a bit.
I saw Pulp Fiction came out in 94. That was my senior year in high school. All that summer was short sleeve button down t-shirts with the heaters in the
bro,
pocket.
Bro, that's all I do in the summer. I do a wife beater and a open button up t-shirt short sleeve with the heaters in the pocket.
Those work.
Can't beat it.
Yeah.
The best. Nothing beats walking down the street and popping out the smokes.
Sure. Having a heater.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, this is one I don't think we ever talked about. This is from Fritz, $10 homie here. As a kid, ever make those colored sand bottle art things at a street fair?
Mm-mm.
Huh?
That was too complicated. I was
this
also.
This was it. I don't know if you know. Do you know?
Yep,
the layers know. Of yeah. colored sand.
Dude,
sand and, art bottle. Dude,
and I couldn't help shaking them, and then the color just doesn't work.
Dude, we would get these big Coke. The Wildwoods Boardwalk, they were huge. You could make them yourself.
Hold on. Sorry to cut you off. Would they give you those Pepsi bottles already stretched out? Because
yeah.
they used to huh? do that in front of you. They would
no.
get it. They would get a Pepsi bottle,
really?
And they would heat it up, and they would stretch it
is
to make it
weird.
Is that
how they did that? I just figured they were like custom made.
No,
like that.
No, that's aftermarket shit. That's some carny doing that. My cousin Kelly used to get them all the time.
Really?
They would just show up in the summer. They would get a Pepsi bottle,
and they do it in front of you,
and they like blow the glass in front of you.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure
never
it was
in
a boardwalk and not a forge. What are you talking about?
Was this 1853?
Yeah.
Dude, you guys ever do the one where you dip your hand in the wax?
I did. My dad let me do the little finger when I was
me
like,
too.
Probably eight.
My
I was
grandpa
like, just
let me do it in sixth grade, and it was like the coolest fucking thing in the world.
Everybody was walking by. I'm going, doing a middle finger. Tough
sure.
guy. Did it on Mariner's Boardwalk in Wildwood, New Jersey.
I'm Woo! Surprised you're not a
turn it into a candle. Never
yes.
burn it.
I'm surprised you don't have an airbrush. Jean jacket with something on the back, something airbrushed on the back.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, what would you put on the back? I mean, you got a lot of real estate.
Probably the alphabet.
Yeah.
The onomatopoeia or
the Constitution.
James Webb telescope photo.
Manhattan. Moby Dick.
Manhattan phone book.
All of Wikipedia.
I went so far to I even had my own one to do at home. I got like a kit for my birthday,
kit.
Maybe.
What, to make wax figures?
No, to make the sand bottles. And
really?
We had like, man, it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, you were a 12-year-old girl? I didn't know that. Holy shit. What'd you save up with
for a couple of years.
Save up with your babysitting money?
Ian, I could see you wearing a jacket with like an airbrush picture of your face, and then underneath it, it would say some pun like as seen on TVN.
That's pretty good. I could see some hot pink in there. That's not a bad idea.
That's amazing.
Yeah, as seen on...
As seen on TVN.
TVN.
That's pretty
wow.
good.
That's pretty
good. Your next special. As seen on TVN.
Toby, look at you leaving me hanging earlier and coming through in the end.
Because it happened on the show, Toby owns 25% of that.
I'll give you a taste.
Yeah. Just one cig and a watermelon salad.
I
what?
Ate a couple,
they're left over from last special.
I ate a couple of the watermelons. Sorry.
Another thing that was huge, they were the braided, like, colorful belts. You remember those?
What about the henna? You guys do henna tattoos?
What? I did. Every, I had my initials and all the I had KJR on my forearm.
Every year, the Red Hot Chili Pepper symbol right here.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember these?
Goddamn
these were
Catholic.
Huge. No. The hand-woven belt, one year down the shore.
I remember that.
They hit heavy.
And the bracelets, the thread bracelets. I remember like making my mom make me, taking
oh,
my mom, taking me to Michael's.
Gemstones mean different things?
Oh, I remember the gemstones. Yep. They were all right.
Yeah.
And
when they
them.
Fell out. That, huh?
Like, you know, like the candy necklaces?
Yeah.
Yeah, it always made me hungry.
When they'd fall out, the thing that it stood for would come true. You know, like if you got an ankle bracelet with those gems and the gem stood for like love, when they fell out, you were closer to like finding your love. That's the one I would always get.
Ian bashing his ankle into shit.
Someone loves me.
On his way into the rectory.
hey, boys. My love gem fell off.
Ooh,
and
you,
I just popped a blue chew.
Yes. Don't mind me if I pick up somebody's love gems. Edit that riff.
Were you a
what? Make it louder.
Were you a crystal guy? You had to be. You had to be the white.
During the
crystal.
Pandemic, things got so bad. I
the
used to
pandemic.
Keep
I'm talking about high
pocket.
School. You freak.
Oh no, no. I was keeping some
puka necklace. High school.
Puka show.
I was a
no.
hemp.
Show.
I was a hemp necklace guy, and I learned how to make them.
Wow. No. What?
I would buy.
How are you gayer than me?
Hey, boy.
Your father did not approve of that.
I don't
That's
think
commie
so.
Shit right there.
Yeah, I don't know. My buddy moved, a kid moved from California, which we were like, this
started
kid.
Infecting the friend group.
Yeah. Yeah. We brought a longboard and hemp necklaces.
And good vibes.
And we were in. He had long blonde hair, and we were like, it was like out of a movie. It was like Sunshine.
Yeah, call him Sunshine.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
my
kid
God.
Was awesome.
A hemp necklace, and we couldn't find, you couldn't buy them. You didn't know where to go buy a hemp necklace, you know? And
they were illegal.
He knew how to make them, so he taught us how to make them, and yeah. I remember.
Where'd you get the hemp from?
Michael's.
They sold
Michael's
hemp.
Sold
at Michael's?
Hemp?
Yeah. Did you ever try to smoke the necklace?
I probably at one point.
I did.
We would smoke cinnamon
did it get you
sticks.
High?
Yeah.
No, of course not.
Bad headache.
No.
My buddies tried to smoke banana peels one time. They said that got you high.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what the science is behind.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
So we would do cinnamon sticks. You could smoke a cinnamon stick.
No, never did that.
And
we rolled up mint leaves.
You ever done dust? That gets you high.
Angel dust?
You I was
mean
on
computer
tour
duster.
Oh no, yeah, I've done
oh,
that.
I was addicted to computer
oh,
duster.
Man, talk about a good time.
Over the pandemic,
last week.
Talk about a good time.
No, what you want to call it? Oh, I used to make my necklaces. I used to get chains at the hardware store and make necklaces.
We tried to do that with chain wallets. Mm. That was big for beer bongs. You get tubing and a funnel. Make your own custom beer bong for like $7.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. With the switch off.
Yeah. Let's put a little valve in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the valve. That was great.
You pierce your own ear?
No piercings.
Never?
Never.
Whoa.
Never. Got my first tattoo at 17. Never had a piercing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Ever wear any rings?
Well. When did you become a witch?
I call this hand my free hand because these are all given to me.
Ah, very nice.
Native American family down in San Antonio.
Just to get out of their house.
Shout out, Cloudy.
Please just take it and go, sir. We don't want to hear your stories.
Probably rained for 15 straight days when you left.
Chief, get the fuck out.
Hey, Manic Bull, please breathe.
Hey, Chief, long story, no ending. Get the hell out of here.
The natives call him Uma Uma, which means weird kid.
Manic Bull.
Jesus Christ, you're a fucking wacko, dude.
Would you have it any other way?
Never, I love you.
Never, buddy.
All right, and we got time for one more here. Let's do this is a great one for Ian Schmee and is being a heater, man. This is from Blake Jones, $10 homie. Do you do any stretching while ripping Bernies? I always hit a toe touch or a quad stretch when I'm getting a Nick fix.
Wow, I do.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah,
man.
You're by yourself, you just fucking, you know, maybe one of these or something.
Oh yeah. Have it in your mouth. Touch your toes, dude, come toe up, touch. You kind of get a little high.
Blood starts flowing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I rip cigs on my bicycle. That
I get
going
that.
Up the Williamsburg Bridge opens your lungs up.
Yeah. I don't think that's right.
Yeah, well, what? It's like his emulsion theory with the match and the paint.
Hey, we're all
it's
wrong.
Like,
we cut that out. I don't know what you're talking about. And I said diffusion.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, slap chop, zip it.
All right, gang, the special is wild, happy,
we
got
to call 1-800-GOT junk in here, dude. I have to clean up after you. This is fucking nuts.
Looks like an IED went off in my jean jacket.
Like an IED went off in the Spencer's.
Why don't you start shopping at an Army-Navy store? What are they called? Whatever.
Gang, the special is wild, happy, and free. It's over there on his YouTube page. It's absolutely fantastic. The one, the only, Ian Fidance.
Man,
everybody. Cousin Ian, what do you got coming up you want the folks out there to know?
Oh, man, I'm going all over. PunchUp.live/IanFidance for all my dates, all my tickets. I'm going all over. Loving it. Having fun. iAnimal69 on Instagram, mm-hmm. and B&E and with Jordan every Wednesday. And also, I tangentially gave you all a shout out on the thank you list. I said to everyone from Philly always and Chris Cotton forever.
Very nice.
It says the Raven Lounge, everyone from Philly always and Chris Cotton forever.
Very nice.
Yeah. Love that. I would have liked a personal shout out, but that's just me.
I'll go and edit.
Kevin, what do you got for him?
Guys, we're all over the road. All tickets are available at rugarbage.com. The big show you want to get tickets for that are running out. Town Hall, May 9th, mm-hmm. New York City, New
Woo!
York. Let's go.
Yes.
Come out and see us, gang. We love you, and we'll see you next week.
I will supply these for the show.
No. You're not allowed on the property.